There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Bet Sweats, presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, we're going to give out our favorite plays of the day with our lightning bets. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable, a couple segments left to go. We're going to go around the board here. We're going to talk some college football again, look big picture, maybe some national title bets, dive into maybe some NFL futures as well. And then I want to talk a little NBA with you as well, Kate, because we were looking at break. OKC's price to win the NBA Finals is kind of crazy, but honestly, maybe there's still some value there on the Thunder, so we can touch on that in a little bit. Let's just wrap up the conversation, though, on college football. We talked about all the quarterfinal games, the futures market. Ohio State is your favorite still to win the national title, even after losing to Indiana. So people still having faith there in the Buckeyes. Hoosiers right there. Then you got Georgia, Oregon, Texas Tech, and Alabama, as you mentioned, at 18-1. So I guess you can answer like these questions differently. Maybe you have the same thought. But who do you like to win the title, Kate? And maybe like from a betting standpoint, who would you bet to win the title?
I think Georgia winning the title 5-1 would be who I would bet in terms of like a value play. Maybe Texas Tech. 8-1, or Ole Miss, like we talked about them possibly being a team of destiny. I mean, if you get past Georgia this weekend, I suppose that path is even harder because then you more than likely have to go against Ohio State. So you're talking two of the top teams, in back-to-back games to make it to the finals. So I think Georgia has a decent path. I think they beat Ole Miss this weekend, and then I would maybe go Texas Tech and look at that game against Oregon, say they win that one, and then it's just kind of, can you beat most likely Indiana? The Texas Tech's defense is pretty good, so those are two that I would have my eye on.
Yeah, I love the Texas Tech call. I actually bet them at +950 before the playoff bracket came out because I had a feeling they would be the 4 seed. And after watching Indiana beat Ohio State, I knew the Hoosiers would be one. And I'm like, it's probably going to be Texas Tech and Oregon in the 4 or 5. Indiana is going to be the 1 seed. And I think that's a good draw for Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. They're a pick 'em against Oregon. We talked about Bama and Indiana earlier. I think there's a shot that Bama could potentially pull that upset. And if they do, Tech's probably going to be a short favorite in that game against the Tide. Or maybe they're like a 3.5, 4-point dog against Indiana. I'm with you, though, on Texas Tech. I think that's the best value bet on the board right now. And if you like Oregon, maybe you bet them at 8-1, but I like the Red Raiders. I think Ohio State's going to win it though. I just think they're the best team. Their defense is the best in the country. Those two stud receivers that they have with, you know, Smith and Tate and then Julian Sayin. Kate, I think it did them a lot of good losing that game to Indiana, kind of like last year when they lost to Michigan. Sucks losing to your rival. Your fan base isn't happy about it, but it got them reset. It got them refocused, and they look like a completely different team throughout the playoffs. You know, losing that game to Indiana, you know, again, they haven't really been challenged like all year. They haven't had to play a 60-minute game all year. They haven't been trailing. They haven't had to execute late in that game. And getting that experience before the playoff, I think, is going to bode really well for them at plus 185. The team I would stay away from, though, is Indiana, certainly at the price at plus 325. What worries me about the Hoosiers, I think that Big Ten title game was their Super Bowl. I mean, the way that they were celebrating that, and they should. Undefeated season, Big Ten champions, you beat Ohio State. As expected, their fans should be thrilled. That was an unbelievable victory, and it's been an unbelievable season. Kate, I've always been in the mindset, it's going to be too hard for a team to go undefeated and win a national title unless you're just like an all-time great college football team. You know, like, I think Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, that LSU team, I think they could have done it. I think some of Nick Saban's Alabama teams, the 2020 team when Devontae Smith won the Heisman, I think they could have done it. Maybe one of Kirby Smart's Georgia teams, they could have done it. Like, you're talking like great teams. Indiana's really good, obviously. We all know they're very good. I just don't think they're that good. They kind of remind me more of like last year's Oregon team, where Oregon was also undefeated going into the Rose Bowl as the number one seed, and we saw Ohio State beat them. So especially at the price, I mean, you've missed your boat on Indiana at this point. I would stay away from them. I would actually stay away from Ohio State too at plus 185. I kind of think you just wait in game when they're playing one of these teams, whether it's Miami, whether it's Georgia, whoever, for them to maybe be a cheap money line price, and that's when you bet them. So I agree. I kind of think the value might be with Texas Tech at 8-1. I like that look.
PJ, remind me, am I wrong on this, but last year in the college football playoff, that the bye teams lost, they all lost last year. I suppose I have it basically pulled up in front of me.
Correct. Yep. All the top four seeds lost.
That would be a crazy trend if that repeated itself again. You don't see that happening. I mean, I guess because I don't see Miami upsetting Ohio State whatsoever, or even Ole Miss over Georgia. I think the two upsets that you could potentially get would be the Alabama-Oregon that we've talked about, or Alabama-Texas Tech.
You know, I mean, it's definitely something worth mentioning, but you know, I've heard a lot of people bring up that stat, and I always say that last year I kind of put an asterisk on that because two of those teams that had the bye were big underdogs. Arizona State was a big dog to Texas.
Oh, that's right.
Boise was a big dog to Penn State. And then remember, Oregon, even though they were the one seed, they were actually an underdog to Ohio State in that game. And then also Notre Dame and Georgia was a pick 'em. And Carson Beck was hurt. Gunnar Stockton was making his first start. So you had like weird circumstances for all these games. This year, the only team that's an underdog that didn't get the bye is Texas Tech. And even they're just a 1.5-point dog. So like, it wouldn't shock me to see maybe one or two of those teams go down. All four of them, though, I just can't see it happening. We were talking about in the break, though, Kate, that there's going to be a very, very popular moneyline parlay with Indiana, Georgia, and Ohio State, right? Parlaying all those three teams together, plus 140, and which of those underdogs ruins the parlay, or maybe which of those underdogs like really makes you sweat? And I think that's the question that people have to ask themselves, because if you bet, you kind of just know it's not going to be that easy. I think we're probably in agreement that Bama's probably the team, right, that would worry us the most. Like, Indiana's leg in that parlay would be the one that scares you.
Yeah, I think so, because like you mentioned, Alabama, middle of the season when they played all those ranked teams, like when Alabama's at their best, they're a really good football team. The games that they've lost or narrowly won, it's like they've had a lot of miscues throughout those games. If they can put together a full complete game and Ty Simpson plays like he did against those ranked teams in the middle of the season, I think Alabama could certainly upset Indiana.
And Kate, like, you know, these games are tough to handicap too, because it just really all comes down to which quarterback makes the big mistake, you know?
Right.
In the Bama Oklahoma game, it was John Mateer. He didn't, all he had to do was avoid the colossal mistake. What does he do? He throws the pick six to tie the game, and then Bama looks back. Carson Beck, he didn't do anything spectacular against A&M, but the best thing he did for the Canes in that game was he didn't turn it over. Whereas on the other side, Marcel Reed had a fumble inside the Miami 25. He throws the pick late in the game. Like, I mean, when these teams, when you get to this stage and the games are this close and all the teams are this good, it's about turnover. And it's the same way in the NFL, but especially college. If your quarterback can take care of the football and you force the other one to make the big mistake, I mean, Kate, it's usually just that simple in these games.
Yeah. That's, I mean, in any sport, that's kind of what it comes down to, is the star player either making the plays or making the mistakes.
100%. So again, Ohio State's your favorite there, college football, plus 185, followed by Indiana at plus 325. Kate, let's turn our attention over to the NBA now. Because again, we're getting towards Christmas, which usually was the time of the year for the NBA. And they're still going to have their five games on Christmas Day and maybe now get some more viewers than we initially thought, because the Christmas Day slate in the NFL, not all that great. The headliner is certainly going to be the Thunder and the Spurs. OKC 25-3 on the season, and San Antonio did just beat them out in Vegas. So the Spurs have given the Thunder one of their three losses on the season. Kay, you were looking at the futures board, though, of what OKC's price is to still win the NBA Finals. What was the number on OKC?
PJ, I don't know if we have ever seen anything like this. The number right now on OKC is minus 110.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
The next closest favorite, the Denver Nuggets, plus 850. When was the last time we saw anything near or anything like a team at a minus number at this point? Like, we're a quarter of the way into the season. And I guess over at BetMGM, the number right now is plus 120 for the Thunder, plus 750 for the Nuggets. So that's a little bit closer than other places I've been looking. But either way, like, that discrepancy between the top one and two teams to win the finals at this point in the season is absolutely insane. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it.
I mean, that is crazy. I've never seen anything like it either. I mean, I would still bet OKC, to be honest with you.
I just
don't think anybody to beat that team four times. And I know The Nuggets took them to seven games. I know the Pacers took them to seven games, and we'll just never know what happened in that game seven when Halliburton went down and it looked like he was going to have himself a legendary game. So it's a shame we never got to see that. But like, Kate, they're better this year than they were last year, you know, and they already got that title under the belt. And we've seen it in the NBA. Like when these teams, when these dynasties start and they get that first one under the belt, then it just becomes dangerous because now they got it. The pressure's off. They know what it takes. And they're so good. So, yeah, I don't think anybody's beaten OKC. What I think the interesting talking point is in the NBA futures market is, do you bet on a team that you think is a team that can beat OKC, or do you just take a flyer with another team on the board hoping that OKC gets knocked out and then you're left with the remaining team and you think that they can win, right? So my example would be like a couple of years ago when Minnesota beat Denver and Minnesota beat them in seven games. And we all kind of looked at Minnesota being the only team that could beat Denver, right? They just, Tim Connelly built that team with Gobert and Towns and how they were built to contain Jokic. And like, that was the perfect matchup. But then Denver gets knocked out and all of a sudden that opens things up for Dallas. I think most would agree if Dallas had to play Denver in the playoffs, Dallas isn't winning that series. But they played Minnesota, and that was a good matchup for the Mavericks, and they're the ones that end up winning the West and going to the NBA Finals. So, Kate, I kind of view it like as the same way this year, where I look at OKC, I think the only team that can beat him is Denver. I think that's the only team because of Jokic. I think that's the only one. So do you bet Denver if you're looking for somebody outside OKC, or do you just hope that the Nuggets beat OKC and maybe like the Lakers, the Rockets, the Spurs, one of these other teams are just kind of left? And then you're like, well, yeah, like maybe one of those teams can beat the Nuggets. Like, what would you do?
No, because I feel like you're just kind of throwing darts at a lot of those other teams. If it's the Lakers, the Spurs, anything like that, where I actually think the Nuggets have a legit shot at beating OKC. The Nuggets are having one of the best seasons that they've ever had. It's just being overshadowing, at least under it with Jokic, it's just being overshadowed by how good the Thunder have been. So certainly, and then we saw it the other night against Minnesota when the Thunder played them. Like the one caveat for the Thunder that could potentially be a downfall, and I know in the postseason, in the playoffs, it didn't quite matter because they had some close games, but like OKC doesn't know how to play in close games. Late in the fourth quarter, like Minnesota handled them easily late in that fourth quarter the other night when it handed OKC its third loss. So like that would be my concern, where I do feel like a team like Denver that knows how to play in those tight games down the stretch would be the team that could upset OKC. Because I mean, for the most part this season, PJ, SGA's hardly played in the fourth. And so I think Denver would be the one team that could compete with OKC, where I don't necessarily want to just kind of blindly throw darts at the Spurs or the Warriors. Like obviously Steph and Jimmy in the postseason, like they're always a threat, but like, are they actually that good of a team, a full complete team to win? I don't know. So, I mean, I feel like the futures market in the NBA is really hard just because of how dominant OKC is right now.
I mean, Jokic, to your point, Kate, it's ridiculous, this guy. He averages 29.5 points a game, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. He averages a triple-double, also gets you a steal and a half per game. But it's the efficiency. He shoots 60% from the field, 42% from three, and 84% from the free throw line. He continues to get better and better. And you saw it last year with Oklahoma City in the playoffs. Like, their defense is so good. You can't speed Jokic up. You just can't do it. Like former players will talk about that all the time. You can't get him out of his rhythm. You can't speed him up. And it's like that kind of player that beats OKC, because he goes at his pace. He gets him out of rhythm. I agree with you. Like I think you're just throwing darts at other teams. If you're not betting OKC, I think Denver would be the only other choice in the West and to win the finals for me in the NBA. All right, we wrap up the show next. Lightning bets, our best bets of the day. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders. writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.